and she raised Phidolacheus, let out a scream that had startled a great many large men working out at her dojo, and plunged into the warriors of the Red Court like a swimmer breasting a wave. Sonya blinked. Holy crap, I hadn't meant she should do that. Tiny, Sonya said, letting out a belly laugh as he began to move. But fierce. You're all insane, I screamed and plunged forward with them, while Martin backpedaled and tried to keep up with us, while simultaneously warding off the vampires closing in from behind. Murphy did what no mortal should have been able to do. She cut a path through a mob of warrior vampires. She went through them as if they'd been no more than a cloud of smoke. Phidolacheus blazed, and no weapon raised against the Sword of Faith, neither modern steel nor living relic, could withstand its edge. Murphy hardly seemed to actually attack anyone. She simply moved forward, and when attacks came at her, bad things happened to whoever had attempted to strike her. Sword thrusts were slid gently aside while she continued onward, her own blade seeming to naturally, independently pass through an S-shaped slash upon the opponent's body on the way through, wreaking terrible damage with delicate speed. Warriors who flung themselves upon her found their hands grabbing nothing, their bodies being sent tumbling through the air, and that horrible sword of light left wounds in each and every opponent, their edges black and sizzling. They'd come at her in twos, and once three of the Jaguar warriors managed to coordinate an attack. It didn't do them any good. Murphy had been handling opponents who were bigger and stronger and faster than her in situations of real danger since she was a rookie cop. The vampires and half-breeds, swift and strong as they were, seemed no more able to beat her down than had all of those thugs and criminals. Stronger though her enemies were, the blazing light of the sword seemed to slow them, to undermine their strength. Not much, but enough to make the difference. Murphy dodged and feinted and tossed warriors into one another, using their own strength against them. The three-on-one she faced almost seemed unfair. One of the Jaguar warriors, armed with an enormous club, wound up smashing his two compatriots, courtesy of the intern knight, only to find his club sliced into three pieces that wound up on the ground next to his own severed leg. Karen Murphy led the charge, and Sonya and I tried to keep up. She went through that sea of foes like a little speedboat, her enemies spun and tossed and turned and disoriented in her wake. Sonya and I hacked our way through stunned foes, pushing and chopping with unsophisticated brutality, and that big Russian lunatic just kept laughing the whole time. We hit the stairs, and resistance thinned sharply. Murphy surged ahead, and the Lord of Outer Night raised a bejeweled hand against her, his sheer will causing the air to ripple and thicken. Sonya and I hit it like a brick wall and staggered to a halt, but it seemed to slide off of Murphy, as had every other attack to come at her, her halo burning still brighter. Panicked, the enemy raised a hand and sent three shafts of sorcerous power howling at her, one right after another. Murphy's feet, sure and swift on the stairs, carried her into a version of a boxer's bobbing dance, and each shaft went blazing uselessly past her. Sonya yelped and dropped, dodging the bolt that nearly clobbered him. I blocked one on my shield and took the other in the shin. My godmother's armor protected my flesh, but I hit the stone stairs of the pyramid pretty hard. I jerked my eyes up in time to see Murphy rush the Lord of Outer Night and speed straight past him, her sword sweeping up in a single upward vertical slash. The gold mask fell from the vampire's head, along with the front half of its skull. Silver fire burned at the revealed twisted lumpy lobes of the vampire's brain, and as its blood flowed out and touched that fire, it went up in a sudden pyre of silver-white flame. The Lord of Outer Night somehow managed to scream as fire consumed it and flung more bursts of magic blindly and in all directions for several more seconds, until it finally fell into blackened ash and ugly smears on the stone. Only then did the barrier of its will vanish, and Sonya, Martin, and I hustled up the stairs toward the temple. Still, the enemy pursued us. There were so damn many of them. And as I gained more height, I was able to look back and see that the Red Court had begun to contain the Kenku incursion. The battle was still furiously underway within the ball court, and though the feathered warriors were the match of any two or three vampires or half-breeds, the enemy had numbers to spare. I could only be grateful that so many of their spell-slingers were duking it out with the Grey Council instead of getting in our way.